All right, everyone, DeFi is exploding, and we're diving deep into one of the most interesting parts, liquidity pools, specifically on the Goblins protocol, right?
Yeah. It's like becoming a crypto market maker, but way more interesting than it sounds.
For sure. And we're dissecting this new article from Goblins Cash, Provide Liquidity on the Goblins Protocol, a Flexible Approach.
Really good piece. It's perfect for anyone wanting to put their assets to work in DeFi.
Exactly. So say you're thinking about becoming a liquidity provider on Goblins. We're going to break it all down, especially this whole full range liquidity thing.
Right, because most people are familiar with concentrated liquidity targeting specific price ranges.
Yeah, makes sense.
But this article makes a case for providing liquidity across the entire price spectrum, like from zero to infinity, you know?
Yeah, okay, now hold on a second. Full range liquidity, so across LL prices, why would someone choose to do that?
That's the thing, right? It's about stability and consistent participation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like instead of trying to predict where the price is going, you're saying, hey, I'm in it for the long haul. Doesn't matter which way the market swings.
So instead of chasing those short-term gains, you're saying with full-range liquidity, you're a cornerstone of that trading pair on Goblins.
Precisely. Though it's worth noting, full-range liquidity might not mean the highest returns compared to more targeted strategies. At least not right away.
Yeah, I can see that. You're spreading your net wider, so to speak. But I'm guessing there's got to be more to it. What are some of the big takeaways from the Goblins Cash article that we should be thinking about?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's always a lot more to it. One thing this article does well, it really hammers home that Goblins is flexible. Like, say you start with full-range liquidity, but you notice a specific price range is really heating up. Well, you can always adjust and allocate more liquidity to that range.
So you're not married to that full range approach forever.
Exactly.
That's good to know. But for someone who is, you know, a little more cautious or just starting out that full range approach, that sounds like a good way to kind of test the waters.
It definitely can be. Yeah. But, and this is another big takeaway from the article, you got to stay on top of things.
Yeah.
Active monitoring is key. You can't just set it and forget it.
Right. Got to keep an eye on those market trends.
Yeah, for sure. Things move fast in crypto, especially with something like Goblins, where, like I said, flexibility is key. You know, it's not just about knowing how it works when you set it up. It's about staying informed and adapting as you go.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. It's kind of like managing a portfolio, right? You got to rebalance, adjust your holdings based on how the market is doing.
100%. And that's where the Goblins community can be a really valuable resource. The article, it talks about how these experienced Goblins users, they share tips and strategies and all that.
Yeah.
It can be super helpful, especially for someone who is new to this.
Yeah, the wisdom of the crowd, right? Like, it's one thing to have the platform, the tools and all, but having that supportive community, that can be a game changer. I can just picture these forums with threads like full range liquidity hacks 101 or whatever.
Exactly. Okay, but we can't forget about risk either. This is something the article talks about, too, impermanent loss.
Right. We kind of touched on that earlier, but for those who maybe just joined us, can you explain impermanent loss a little bit, especially as it relates to Goblins?
Of course. So imagine this. You've provided liquidity to this Goblins pool, right? You've got two assets in there. Let's say ETH and USDC.
Okay, I'm with you.
Now, let's say ETH decides to take off in the market. The price skyrockets while your liquidity is locked in that pool. Well, when you withdraw, you might end up with a little less ETH than you started with and more USDC.
Okay, so it's not like you're losing your initial investment. It's just that the value of what you hold might shift a bit because of how the market is moving.
Exactly. And because full range liquidity, it exposes you to a wider price range, the chance of impermanent loss happening, it might be a little higher than with that concentrated liquidity. But again, it goes back to your strategy, your risk tolerance, all of that.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems like there's a lot to consider, a lot of factors to weigh when you're trying to figure out the best way to approach liquidity provision on Goblins. So really what you're saying is this Goblins Cash article, it's like it wants you to think about how you like to invest, you know?
Yeah.
Your own style.
Yeah, for sure. There's no one right answer, right?
Right.
Matching your strategy to your goals and how much risk you're cool with.
Right. Like for me, I think the whole full range liquidity thing, it's that potential for slow and steady wins the race kind of thing. You know, like being there from the beginning, building that foundation for a trading pair. But then someone else might be all about those quick gains, higher risk, and that targeted approach might be better for them.
Exactly. And the best part is, as you get more experience, you can always switch things up. Maybe start with full range to get your feet wet, then experiment with more concentrated positions once you're comfortable.
So it's not about like finding the perfect strategy right away. It's more about what's right for you, like where you're at on your DeFi journey.
Exactly. You got it. No. And a platform like Goblins, that's what makes it so cool. It gives you the flexibility to do that. Like you can really ease into the whole liquidity providing thing. You don't have to go all in on one approach.
Man, this has been super insightful. So for our listeners, those ready to check out Goblins to dive into these liquidity strategies, what's the one thing they should remember? What's the key takeaway here?
I'd say, you know, knowledge is power, right? Do your research. Make sure you understand what can go right, what can go wrong. And don't be scared to start small. Learn as you go. Remember how that article mentioned the Goblins community? All those experienced users sharing what they know? That is invaluable, that kind of resource.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That community knowledge, it's a game changer. So to wrap things up, today we really explored this whole full range liquidity thing on Goblins, right? We talked about how flexible the platform is and how important it is to stay on top of things, manage your risk.
And we can't forget, we encouraged everyone to tap into that Goblins community, all that amazing knowledge they're sharing.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Goblins and liquidity providing, everybody. Until next time, keep exploring the DeFi universe.